Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I haven't heard this yet, but you know, every morning, you know, I go online to check out what's going on, what I may have missed overnight. Go to 937thefan.com, and I see that the lead story is Paul Zeiss ran out of gas last night on his way to work. This should be good.
All right. I'm driving. Now, you know I have ADHD.
No.
I'm one of those people that if I got an unoccupied hour, I got to fill it with stuff, you know? So I was running around and, you know, never looked at the gas gauge.
Never once.
I didn't realize I was on the light thing, right? And then I look at the clock and I'm like, oh, I got to go to work.
Stop it for a minute.
I know how many miles I have left.
There's a little thing that tells you how many you have left.
I know right now I'm at a half tank and I'm already sweating it.
Oh, really? See, I know I'm cutting it close because yesterday the mileage thing, it tells me how many miles I have left.
Yeah.
Told me I had like 35 miles
yeah,
left
me too.
Or something. And then I drove into work this morning. So no, I have to get gas as soon as I leave.
I know I have like 160 or 170 miles or whatever left and I'm sweating it at this point.
Mine goes down. It shows up. It dings.
Yeah,
every time I turn the key over, if you don't fill it up when it gets below 40 miles to go, it dings. You have to shut it off.
We're off to an irresponsible start, considering that his light was on for low gas.
And he just didn't even know.
Continue.
I'm going up the hill on 910. Have you been on 910?
I've been.
So, because I was at the Wexford Post Office, as I'm driving, it starts sputtering. I'm like, oh, don't do this to me now. What's wrong with the car? And then I look down and I see that the gas thing is, you know, I says, oh, no, what am I going to do here? And, of course, it's, you know, 5:30 or 5:20, so there's a line of cars behind me.
Yeah, stop it again.
Why is he just leaving the house at 5:30?
His shift starts at 6?
Yes.
This guy needs to be fired.
And if he's
They can't find a young kid that wants to work.
Oh. Matt, you're not busy between 6 and 10 every night, right?
That's how seriously he takes his radio show. That he was planning on getting, he left by design at 5:20.
No, he was out and about. So I.
No.
But
in Wexford,
he's still not here.
What if there's a traffic jam? Well, what if you run out of gas?
I mean, what if there was? Because it was like 5:20.
He's 40 minutes. It's 40 minutes away from the start of the show. When is he going to plan?
I don't know.
He's at least a half hour from the station where he describes he is.
If he's going, is he mean he's by like Blue Heron? Like in
yes,
and around there?
Yeah, sounds like.
Where Cedric Wilson was.
Wexford Run Road crosses Cedric over Wilson. Going up that hill.
But yeah, it's Cedric Wilson housing plan right
yes,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think of him every time I drive
so
by there.
So do I. Continue.
All right.
So I pull off. They go past. I put the flashers on. And see, here's the thing. Because stuff like this happens to me almost daily, you know, there's no panic in me. If I, like, walk and, like, somehow I walk in the grass and my shoes get wet and so my sock gets a little wet, that destroys me for the day. I can't figure that out. I lose my mind. Stuff like this, it's just life. So I decide this is what I'm going to do. I call a buddy of mine who lives right up there. I said, listen, I need you to bring your gas can from, you know, your lawnmower. Bring me some gas. But I, in the meantime, said, I got to get this off the road. So I just kind of drift down and drift into this guy's driveway. So I pull into the driveway. And again, you got to be me to pull this off. I drift into the driveway, get out, and I look up and I notice this dude, this old guy, real old guy, sitting in one of those chairs, you know, those fold-up chairs, just sitting in his driveway. Like
just watching traffic.
Just sort of watching traffic.
Just expecting a guy to drift backwards into his driveway.
So I'm like, well, I guess I better go talk to this guy and let him know what's going on here. So I walk up. He gets up. I go to shake his hand. I said, hey, my man, I ran out of gas. I got someone coming. I swear I'll be out of your way. He goes, hold up. Puts his hand up. Hold up. Are you that guy from TV?
Stop. This is... Freeze it right there. This is getting kind of entertaining. because the guy now obviously recognizes Paul. Would you have, now, are we okay. guessing so, that the guy's going to help Paul out
yes,
or not?
Choose your own adventure book here.
Encyclopedia Brown here. Turn to page 52 if you think that he gives Paul gas.
Yes.
Turn to page 71 if you think that he comes out with a sickle and tries to hurt Paul.
I don't like what you said that right. one night.
Hey, can you get me Pompiani's autograph? Let's turn to page 81. Continue.
I said, channel 2. Yeah. He says, wait. Paul Zeiss. That's your name, right? He's looking at me like that. That's your name. I said, yeah. He goes, now what's the problem? Like that. Okay. Now that I know who you are, what's the problem? So I said, well, I got a buddy bringing me some gas real quick. I'll be out of your hair here. He's, you know, he lives right up the street. Hold on. So he goes into his garage and he comes out with this can that looks like a still, you know, like when moonshine still, like they, you know, like you see in old movies that they made moonshine.
Dukes
like
of Hazzard.
Yeah, exactly. So he brings it out. He's got this funnel, puts the thing in. Sure enough, it's full of gas. 3 gallons. He says, here, you can, you know, I said, so I pull out some money. I was going to give him money for the gas. He says, no, hell no. You don't need to pay me no gas. He says, or you don't need to pay me no money, this and that. So he turns around and he says, I'll tell you how you repay me. Come and sit on my porch one day and talk sports with me.
Will you?
Of course I will. So there you have it.
Good God. That's the whole story?
That's the story.
Now, you know that gas is from like 1951. Yes. It's been in that thing. Yes. The irresponsibility of this guy is unbelievable. I don't get it.
What a great ending, though.
That is a great ending.
It is.
Now, there is no chance Paul makes it back to that house before that man dies. Jeez. I'm just telling you. I know how Paul's schedule works.
No, well, he'll make it back at 5:20 one afternoon.
No, I know Paul, and I've known Paul a long time. He'll either be back there Saturday, or he'll go back in 22 years like it's nothing, and the guy will be dead. He'll just knock on the door like 22 years from now and be like, hey, is Jim around? Well, he died in like 2021. Oh, I told him I'd come back. He'll either do that in 22 years from now, or he'll go back Saturday. I know Paul, like, exactly. It'll be one of those two things.
So here's the question.
Yes.
Paul got about three gallons of gas.
Yeah, which is like $83 now.
Right. But does he feel this sense of security because he got gas in the car, and has he already forgotten to fill up the rest of the tank?
No, he may run out of gas today.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, tomorrow on his way to work.
It's going to happen again.
I wanted him to run out of gas and not go into a driveway and see if we could go through our traffic reports and figure out if he was on it.
We have a disabled vehicle on 910 backing up all the way to Perry Highway.
No, it's an injured vehicle now, according to Major League Baseball. Oh, not allowed to be a disabled vehicle. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.